Welcome to Business Amplified with host Kevin A. Dunlap.
This podcast is for small business owners aiming to amplify their enterprises.
Explore strategies to play a bigger game by becoming an author, public speaker, podcast host, or expanding your brand in other ways.
Elevate your business on Business Amplified.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Business Amplified. My name is Kevin Dunlap. I am your host. And today we're going to be, we're not even jumping across the pond like we've done before in the UK. We're crossing the big pond of the Pacific Ocean and going all the way down to the land down under, down to Australia. And we have a great guest today. I believe his name is pronounced Liubo, but please correct me if I'm wrong, or Liubo. Please tell me how to pronounce your name. And welcome to the show.
Hello, Kevin. Thank you for the invitation. And you can say Liubo, the easiest way, just like two syllables, Liubo.
Okay, Liubo. So Liubo, tell us about what is it that you do, why is it that you do it, and a little bit more about yourself.
Well, so what we're doing, so we are, our motto is we're bringing time, money, and freedom to busy entrepreneurs via outsourcing. So this is our main idea. We have like a few missions, like mission number one, we're giving jobs to experts in emerging countries so they can have a fair pay and life that they deserve. And second mission, so we are really getting in, you know, like exciting when these entrepreneurs, whatever in Australia, in the United States or in UK, when they're spending time with family and friends instead of doing the routine, or maybe they're doing some trainings with you or like doing some strategical business things while the other routine stuff is done by virtual assistants and remote experts.
Okay. And are your VAs outside of in Australia, or are they in other countries?
Look, all the remote experts are based all around the world. So it's, of course, not in Australia. So because we are trying to bring cost-saving solutions. So, you know, to hire someone in Australia or in the United States right now, it's quite quite expensive. And there is like a talent shortage. And you may, again, especially like a new business entrepreneurs, they may not have enough funds because they need to spend money in this and that. And this is where we are offering remote experts that are based all around the world. A lot of them are based in the Philippines, but we have experts in Malaysia, Indonesia, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Colombia, so Ukraine, so all around the world.
And what kind of work do your people do? I mean, if somebody is growing their business, they don't have enough money to hire and employ a full time or even a part time employee. So what kind of services do you do with your remote staffing?
We are not offering a service. We are offering like a team member to your team. So we are like a staff leasing company. Imagine that if you have like a business owner that, okay, because you're doing a lot of coaching and someone is staffed up with a lot of like routine things like, oh, I don't have time to do my social media. I don't have time to do my to send some invoices. I don't have time to upload some, for example, like a new courses or maybe to manage my newsletters. So this is the type of general virtual admin that could support a busy entrepreneur in doing a lot of those type of routines, like, for example, edit podcasts, like doing some kind of social media posts or manage the contacts database, or maybe after an exhibition or after an event to add all those email addresses and in the contact list that you might have, or like business owner might have in a CRM. Doing some calls. So this is like just a general admin. But we have some entrepreneurs that they are, my business is B2B. I need to have a sales rep, like a phone sales rep. So this is what we are providing sales reps. Like, so if, you know, a company is selling some different sustainability improvements, additions to printers, and they need to sell to different printer owners, or we have a company that is selling packaging material. So they just have like a salesperson that is calling on database and they're offering a more sustainable packaging solution for online retailers that may use those type of packaging. So sales reps, accountants, graphic designers, video editors, audio editors. A company came to us and said, well, I need to have a fraud prevention specialist because they are doing a lot of like online transactions with a lot of sales with using like a client's credit cards. And we found an expert that is able to monitor and prevent those frauds and potential leakage. So it's so I'll put like this well, like if an expert exists in Australia or an expert exists in the US, we will find a similar type of expert with similar type of skills, but most probably like it will be based overseas and will cost to business owners only 1/3 of the labor costs to hire in the United States or in Australia or in the UK.
Now, I'm just out of curiosity, because these people, these sales reps that work for through your company, is there much of a learning curve for them to learn how? Let's say if I had a computer software business, for those sales reps to understand how our business works in order so that they can actually answer those questions or even handle objections.
Kevin, it's a good question. I think the cold calling industry exists for probably plenty of years nowadays. I used to manage like a big call centers with 700 people in Ukraine. Like we have like 400 people in Kazakhstan, in Russia, then in after that in the Philippines, in Malaysia. So usually this type of business that is selling some kind of IT service, for example, you have internal scripts. So you have like a type of questions, type of responses, probably like a product overview, where imagine that you need to hire someone based in Denver, because not necessarily need to be in your city, but could be based in Cincinnati, whatever. So then you'll have like you need to learn this type of product that we are selling. This is the main description. And then you create those scripts that are popping up on the screen, depending on the questions or like a main question. And as I'm saying, like if someone in the United States can learn how to answer to those objections and probably to do those type of phone sales, then we'll have like someone that will be doing absolutely the same, but will be based in Manila or in Colombia or in Bogota, for example. So like doing like the same things. What I think it's probably more important that is just to have like a sales rep, like to stay on the phone, or maybe like a customer service representative, or customer service agents. It's not like a fancy specialty, you know, like in Australia or in the United States, and you know, people just like getting this type of job. Maybe let me start with this one, and then I'll get like something else. So they're probably not very proud of this. But those experts that we are offering this type of job from overseas, they have a different mentality. We are giving them a job opportunity, and ultimately the attitude and the outcome, it's much better than we found from some local hires.
Okay. And I know I've used virtual assistants in the past, like, you know, before 2019. So, you know, I'm kind of familiar with that, with that kind of stuff. And one of the things that I guess it was I had to wrap my head around is that the person that's doing the work, if they're going to be working with somebody in the United States, and even though he or she could be living in the Philippines, they have to work United States hours. So they have to be viable at that, whatever that time difference is. So they may be, it could be like 8 o'clock in the morning or 9 o'clock in the morning, my time to 9 to 5, but for them, it could be like 3 o'clock in the morning and until 11 o'clock in the late morning. Is that typically true?
Kevin, you're absolutely right that again, like it's so we are like nowadays with the globalization. Actually, I think that all the borders are removed in one sense. And yes, you're right. So they need to work, for example, night hours. But I will say this industry, it's not a new one. So you're using from 2019, but the first company that came to the Philippines, it was like Accenture, and they came in, it was 32 years ago. And Amazon is using, and JP Morgan is using, and you have many financial corporations that used to offer their financial service when they used to have like those big call centers, big hubs with thousands of people in the Philippines. So again, like before, it was like to establish such kind of hub like 20, 30 years ago, it was you need to implement a lot of like IT technology. You need to have those like probably like 1,000 of different phone lines to be able to do those connection and to do like dialing. It was just the beginning of the era of computers when. Nowadays, those borders are erased again, and the entry ticket or the cost of to entering such kind of opportunity is much lower because we have like a Skype, we have Zoom, we have different type of connection. So we have then just not only IP telephony, so there is a lot of different tools with auto dialers like that are dialing to different numbers. So again, the entry ticket to use such kind of sales reps or a virtual assistant or remote expert is much lower. But experts in the Philippines, they used to work in the different shifts. So it's quite a common practice for them to work in this time zone. Again, so it's even in the United States, you have different, you have like a Eastern time zone, you have Western, like a Pacific time. And for some clients, for example, for customer service, many calls are happening after hours. So many calls are happening when people are coming home, and especially for e-commerce business, for ways by order, or maybe they're getting into to book something online. So those late hours in the United States could be just morning hours in the Philippines. So it's still okay, and they are working quite well. And again, some companies even asking, I need to have a customer service 24/7, or I need to have like an IT support desk because I want to do monitoring of my system as well, working around the clock. Or even more, there are like we have some marketing agencies right now that they're doing a lot of graphic, a lot of video editing. And they have teams around the clock because when a marketing manager in the US is putting a task in let's say in the morning, so someone is doing these graphics in the morning, but then someone else is taking over and doing some video editing overnight. And it could be night hours in the US, could be day hours in the Philippines, but when this manager is coming next day morning, everything is ready. So it's much more beneficial if you establish such kind of team.
It would be kind of like having, let's say, two employees. Then so if somebody is just getting started on it, and they work on their 8-hour shift, then the second 8-hour shift could take it to the next level. So when it doesn't matter if they're in Australia or the U.S. when that person goes back to work at 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning, they've already had 16 hours of people working on it, and they can get things done a lot quicker.
Well,
from the employer's perspective,
you're absolutely right. And with my example of this packaging company, so they actually it's an European brand. They're doing business in the United States, much bigger than in Europe. They came to Australia, and now they have sales reps that are doing for both for US and Australia. And you're right. So they have like a one sales rep that is selling in Australia. Some hours are overlapping with US, like. Right now, you and I, so we are having those like calls in some kind of overlapping hours. But they have another one that is selling more in the United States. So it's doing a lot of sales. And imagine, so instead of hiring someone in Australia or in the United States, like for, I don't know, what is the cost for a sales reps? Probably, I don't know, 60,000 per year. You can get three of them. with the same course. And you have, this is why we are saying that we are actually helping business owners triple their outcomes, because they can, again, for the same course, they may have 3 sales reps, or they may have only 2 and have still like a 1/3 of savings, or maybe they can put in another 1/3 and to hire, I don't know, 2 sales reps, 1 social media, or 1 graphic designer, or another person, and really triple their business.
The visual that I had while you were talking and sharing that was like, say, if you're running a race and you're running around a big track, it's much better to have a relay race than it is to run it but with that one person. Because the relay people can go so much quicker, and they have that all that energy, rather than somebody working on, like you said, 2 people maybe on social media, another one working on something else in the business, and that employer can get a lot more done because they can distribute their funds more readily. And secondly, and the same thing, I want to look at it, you don't have to worry about employee benefits or those kinds of programs and. Yeah, and just have that.
Kevin, you are right in the point, and so we have like a client last year. They came and it was an online exhibition in Sydney, and they came to our booth, and we had a discussion. They have hired their first general virtual assistant that was helping with a lot of admin stuff. And in 2 weeks' time, say, oh, it's actually working. We never thought that it would be working. Can we have like a sales rep? And then we've given to them a sales, like a B2B sales rep to sell. They're selling tiles and bus for bathrooms. A lot of like those like a different like a tools for bathrooms. And it was working. So now they have the 3rd person. And then just came like last week to us, I need to have a developer to manage my e-commerce stores and to manage my backend and frontend. So when they tried once, it's working. They have like now like a 3, and they're hiring like the 4th person into their team. And this is how cost effective for them. And again, they are recognizing that there is like a labor shortage in Australia. You don't have like a developer, so you need to pay for a developer, I don't know, 100+ thousand. So it's you're not able to afford to pay such kind of money. When I have asked them, Jenny, so when you, so like, are you happy with this, like with those experts? So, and what she was replying to me, I wish I had those experts 2 years ago. Starting with you, like, because like it's she is feeling that she already like missed some opportunities, but she's still jumping in the train to get a lot of benefits from those remote experts. The point that you have touched regarding managing them, so of course we are hiring those experts on our books on behalf of our clients. And it's our full responsibility to take care about all the labor regulations in every country, to have the proper contractual agreements, to pay all the sick leaves, annual leaves, and all the benefits according to the local legislation. So business owners do not have this responsibility. Plus, if someone needs to scale up or maybe scale down, so we will take care about scaling down. We will take care about maybe offering another job to those experts. So they should not be taking care about any redundancy, because we are taking this under our management and responsibility. So we are making the life of a busy entrepreneur like easier, better, so he can focus on strategies and how to grow their business, while we will try to provide some tools or cost-effective experts that can support that grow.
And another thing I'm kind of that I was thinking about is, I heard this from a mentor more than like 10 or even 15 years ago. And one of the things he said to the class is, what is your value, your dollar per hour value? Like, do you charge $10 an hour? Do you charge $100 an hour? Whatever that is. And then his next thing was how much, just talks about somebody that's going to do a sales letter. You know, somebody's going to create a sales letter. Said, how much would you pay for somebody that, doing that? And he goes, well, I'll pay $20 an hour for that. I go, okay, then why are you doing it? If your fee is $100 per hour, why are you doing things that are under $100 an hour? You should only be doing things at $100 an hour or more. And then you offset those lower costs to somebody else. And of course, if you're going through, let's say, a virtual assistant or a remote staff worker, it's even going to be a lot cheaper. It's not like you're hiring that $20 an hour person. I don't know what your fees are, but it's going to be a lot cheaper by going remotely.
Kevin, you're absolutely right. So I'm doing the same calculation, and I'm saying like it's if whatever you are earning, just as an example, let's say you can earn as a business owner, like $800 per hour or per day. It means that your cost per hour is $100. Then why you are spending your time doing like $10 or $20 tasks instead of but if you're doing like in a different way, that actually you're spending only 2 or 3 hours per day when you're meeting with a client, or you're doing maybe the last sales speech, depending on your business, or you're thinking about how to grow a business strategically. So if you think that the most effective hours that an entrepreneur is spending is like maybe 2-3 hours per day when those hours are bringing money into the company, and another 3 to 5 hours probably when he's just doing some tasks that could be definitely given away. And I'm happy to provide so we have actually a guide what to delegate and like a 6 T's that you need to decide how to delegate, and happy to provide to the listeners as a free bonus material.
Well, and not only that, I'm also thinking about what are tasks that you have in your business that you just don't like doing. Lead generation or something along those lines, like your social media postings or whatever you may not be good at as well. And that's where a remote worker can and probably should come in.
Kevin, you are again right in the point. So we are thinking what you like a tedious things that you probably or time consuming things that is because you are just doing something because you used to do. And I'm probably mentioned already several times that like I'm like again English is not my first English, not my second language, and I actually hated to write essays when I was in my primary and high school. So I'm not a writer. So how can I write the right social media? How can I write the right blogs? My wording is not coming in the right sentence. So this is like why I need to do this. So I'm spending like and I'm getting like you know like frustrated because I'm not getting the right result even using ChatGPT or whatever different AI tools. So this is where you can give away to someone like podcast editing. I'm having my own, you know that I have my own podcast, and I have like a editor that is doing my podcast. I have someone that is doing audio editing, that is creating like all the messages and the contacting my guests. I have someone else that is doing my sales and doing like a cold outbound outreach, because even there are right now different tools like software to send emails in bulk or to manage your different profiles, but you need to have a person to manage a bit of like those AI tools or to work with them collaboratively.
And that is so true, because so many entrepreneurs, especially if they're just starting out, wear so many hats, and you're not going to be an expert at most of the things that you're going to be doing in your business. So that's when and even looking at it this way, if you got somebody else doing that stuff for you, your social media, your sales calls and whatever, and you take that off your plate. Now maybe you're paying them, let's just say $15 an hour, but your fee's $100 per hour, and you've got more people coming in. Well, that more than offsets the cost for that employee.
Look, you're absolutely right, and I'll take maybe another again the same example with this packaging company, because what are they doing right now? Because they came from Hungary themselves, and so for immigrants anyway, like from moving from Hungary to English, your English is not the perfect one to do the sales pitches. So they're experts in packaging. They're not experts in selling, and they're not experts in social media for English thinking people. So again, this is where I think that after the sales reps, they're going to hire someone to manage their newsletters and social media with their clientele. So it's again, it's you're not able to do everything in your business. And I think this is probably one of the trap for many busy or many entrepreneurs saying, well, I'm starting my business. Why? Because I don't want to work like 9 to 5 or 9 to 6. I want to be my own boss. But when you're actually moving from another company, you know that someone is doing finance in that company, someone is doing marketing, someone is doing sales, someone is doing whatever, like a product development or R&D. And you start your own business and you're trying to do everything yourself. And then this is where many entrepreneurs are stuck when they're not moving ahead because again, like I think coming back to your example, so you are exchanging your time for money, but you're not doing this efficiently because you're doing like a lower fruit task with your time instead of like focusing in something strategical.
Now, have you ever read the book called E-Myth Revisited? Most people just call it E-Myth by Michael Gerber.
Not really. Give me a link and I love reading, but maybe not that one. So I'd love to.
Well, the E-Myth Revisited, I remember when I first read that book, and I'm going to just give it to you in a nutshell because it's right up your alley. And E-Myth Revisited. E stands for entrepreneur, not electronics. So it's not like email. It's E-Myth, the entrepreneur myth. And what it basically said is if you're working for a company, let's say, and you're in the book, they use the example of a baker. So it doesn't really matter what it is. Let's say you are great at what you're a great accountant. You're a great, financier, human resources. You're great at what you do. And then basically what the book says is that a business is broken down into three people. Or three levels of people. There's the investor, the investor, which is innovative, or the entrepreneur, which is looking forward. There is the manager, who's the one that manages the regular people, and then there's the technicians. So you're great at what you do. You're a great technician. You're the best baker around. And then the book basically said, now you're going to start your own business because you're that great baker. I'm going to start my own bakery business. And the book basically said, like, the chances of your success that when you are the expert is much lower than it was if you were not the expert. And I remember reading that book. It's like, I'm the expert. That because I'm the expert at what I do, my chances of success is much, much lower. And the answer to that is yes. And here's why. It's because you don't know, you're the technician. You don't know how to be a manager. You don't know how to be the entrepreneur. You don't know all the days in and out. Yeah, you're great at baking recipes and doing pizzas or cakes or whatever it is that you're baking, but you don't know how to manage people. You don't know how to run a business. You don't know about forms and all that stuff. That is because a technician that starts their own business in a technician field is going to be very limited. So it's kind of like what you were just saying right there. So, hey, if you're starting a business and you are falling into that category, you don't have all these other roles. But the thing is, you're trying to wear the hat of the HR person. You're trying to wear the hat of the sales rep. You're trying to wear the hat of all that management. And the thing is, you've got to get out of your own way.
Look, I am 100% with you, and I understand this. Like, it's a really great examples where people should be doing. I used to work in Mars, and in Mars they're saying they're producing chocolates, they're producing pet food, and they are hiring someone to do the marketing for them. I mean, as a marketing manager or someone to do the sales for them. So because they're doing and it's the principles. So you need to be doing only those things where you're the best, where you're different from someone else. And we have some coaches that I'm really working really well with some business coaches and business consultants because when they're consulting some other business owners, they're finding, oh, this person is actually spending time not wise, or he's doing a lot of things that he shouldn't be doing. And even if he is probably like an expert. So like a coach came to me and he said, like, I have a landscaper that is actually have like a poor work and life balance, because when he is doing his work, he's wearing noise cancellation devices when he's streaming or cutting something. So he's not able to pick up the phone to answer to the calls. And or maybe like as a house owner, you're not happy if like you have a gardener or landscaper like talking on the phone while he's working in your garden. So again, so this is not like his principles. Then he's trying to call after hours and he's finding, oh, this job is given to someone else. So he's missing jobs. He's coming home, he's doing a lot of admin, trying to send invoices, trying to say after the job done, or sending invoices in at 5 o'clock in the morning because he need to leave at six. So he's not spending time with kids, his wife is not happy, he's not happy, a bit of frustration is happening. So the coach is coming to us and say, can you help? And we provide a remote virtual assistant that is, all the phone are redirected to the Philippines, to her number. So she's replying to all the calls. She's doing bookings. Okay, Kevin, do you need to have your landscaping done? Okay, we have like only next week, like a Tuesday, for example, if it is a full day job. If you need 3 days job, it will be only the week after. She's looking on the map, Google map, defining the distance. So she's measuring if you can do 2 jobs per day. She's sending like a quote, preliminary quote. And she's actually even saying, oh, John, take this picture of this garden before and after trimming, putting in the Facebook, putting in the Instagram, like so, and bringing the visibility of this landscaper, of this gardener, sending all the invoices, like sending newsletter to the previous customers. Oh, it's a dry season right now. Have you forget maybe to do the watering or to do like the trimming? And maybe the previous customers, oh yeah, actually, I'm actually going on leave. So in 2 months time, this landscaper get plus 70% of jobs, while he was paying just whatever, like $400 per week for such kind of virtual assistant to manage all his admin.
Well, there you go, right there. Because I know the purpose of this podcast is for people to step outside of their comfort zone and to start to explore other opportunities in order to for them to grow their business. And I think what Lubo here just said is perfect. It's like, you know, stop doing all the work yourself and start considering hiring other people. And you don't have to go and hire that 1099 employee. Excuse me, that's a United States term. That employee, because now you can go through an independent contractor, and then you can find out like how much time do you need to be paying them per week. You know, maybe they're going to be part-time, maybe they're going to be full-time. That's going to be between you and your the people that you're hiring. So in closing, Lubo, how can the if somebody is now getting enthralled to start working with somebody like yourself, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, the easiest way is to find me on LinkedIn. It's my full name is Lyubomir Kuchuk. Maybe you can add those details in the show notes, or you can send an email to Lyubo, it's Lyubo at remostaff.com. Happy to provide some details, happy to support in growing your business, or even if you have never tried or you don't know where to start, how to maybe hire a remote staff, a virtual assistant. So happy to provide some details or send you some materials that you can learn how to hire the right VA and how to manage that expert.
So as y'all can see in here, Lubo is an expert at that. Even if you don't know how you know where that VA would fit in, go ahead and do a consultation with Lubo himself. He said to go, you can go to his website, which is at www.remostaff.com, or reach out to him by email going by his first name, lyubo@remostaff.com. Is that correct?
That's right, Kevin. Thank you for helping me with my English to put everything in the right way.
Well, it's because the reason I do this is because maybe somebody could be driving or something along those lines. They may not be able to read or see the show notes, or if they're on the YouTube channel, they can see it. It's on your background, so it's very obvious. But most people are probably just listening to this podcast, so definitely you want to go and check the show notes. I'm going to give it to you again in case you are driving. I'm going to be a little bit slower on this. It's lyubo@remostaff.com. And also, I want to say, if you're listening to this show and you feel like you know somebody that could be a great guest for our show, go ahead and have them actually do a pre-interview time with myself. And that's going to be at www.businessamplified.net/pre-interview. No hyphen, just pre-interview. So anyway, Luba, thank you for being on the show today. Is there any last things that you would like to share with the audience before we go?
Well, Kevin, thank you. First of all, thank you for inviting me, and because this is a great opportunity to have again another chat with you, and hope to see you as well on my podcast. I think the last thing is many people are talking about AI tools, and some people are afraid that, oh, with AI you may lose your job, and ultimately, yes, you may lose your job, but what I will say, like, AI tools and many of our remote experts, they are familiar with a lot of AI tools much more, or they know them much better than a busy entrepreneur that do not have time to learn those AI tools.
Those that are afraid of AI.
So it's again, there are a lot of AI tools, and those, like, our remote experts, they know of them. They know how to do, like, a smart video editing, or to do, like, even like a great post. And probably the last thing is, so we are moving into the next industrial revolution with artificial intelligence. And outsourcing is used by big companies for many, many years. And you need to think that AI and industrialization, it's a threat for your business. So if you might not embrace AI, or you might not get, like, someone to help your business, this is probably could be like a threat for your business. Or you can take it and you can actually succeed. You can triple your business. That's all, Kevin. Well, thank you for having me.
It's been my pleasure. Luba, I thank you again for being on the show. And for the rest of you guys out there, until next time, be amazing.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to another empowering episode of Business Amplified with Kevin A. Dunlap.
If you found value in today's insights, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and share the podcast.
Keep amplifying your business. And remember, your success journey is our inspiration.
Until next time on Business Amplified, go out there and make your business thrive.